world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody. This is Michael Savage. This is a holiday that has universal meaning, which I will explain to you momentarily from a book I wrote years ago called Faith and Reason. It's a very important story about, well, human survival, human grit, the meaning of Hanukkah. And I'm going to read it to you in a moment. And then we're going to discuss it from the point of view of what is going on in the United States of America today with left-wing terror groups operating freely without any controls whatsoever by the FBI or any other domestic agency that is charged with preventing domestic terrorism. Everything begins with words. When they call for an intifada and the elimination of Jews at Harvard or Yale or University of Pennsylvania, and the vermin who run these universities get up there and say it depends upon the context, we are now living in 1930s Germany. These are the new ones. The smiling women like Ms. Gay, who runs Harvard. Ms. Gay. All of these lesbian feminists are suddenly pro-Hamas, pro-terror. It's astounding to watch this country devolve under this criminal administration. Where the hell is the president saying something? Nowhere to be found. Waiting for a domestic terrorist incident. Well, you got it all over the college campuses with the Palestinians in cahoots with the left-wing terrorists threatening Jewish kids who have to hide in rooms. Did you ever think you would see this day in this country? You never thought you'd see it? Well, now you're seeing this day under Biden.
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. SAVAGE, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898.
Strange things are happening in this country. Really strange things are happening in this country. And it's not that Biden is weak. He's complicit. Do you understand that? Complicit is not weak. Complicit is not weak. Complicit is not weak. So the phone number here is no phone number because this is not a radio show. This is not a radio show. This is a YouTube show that will be on the media called Twitter, Facebook. I'm a little distracted trying. My computer shut down today from another power failure here in the New Poland, Northern California. Soon synagogues will be burned to the ground, and we'll hear Ms. Gay of Harvard say, if people burn down a synagogue, is that terrorism on a Harvard campus? And what will she say? It depends upon the context. The context of burning a synagogue to the ground is, are you crazy? Okay, well, don't say I didn't know what was coming. I told you about the coordination between the radical left and the Arabs, meaning the Muslim radicals, to be very specific, because I know Christian Arabs who are completely on the side of America and the world. And of course, there are Muslim moderates who also want reformation within the Muslim community. Where is the FBI on this? Why is there no discussion of this? Why? I think you could figure it out. But let's stick to the fact here. So today's YouTube piece, which you're lucky enough to see live, will be taken down tonight off YouTube and repurposed tomorrow into a podcast. I like to multiply use my broadcasts. I get several different uses out of them. So holiday, Hanukkah, what does it mean? What's this about Zelensky? I just turned the computer on at a power failure. Him against Zelensky? I told you Zelensky was going to revoke the greatest wave of anti-Semitism the world had seen in 80 years. How long have I told you that? For a year? Now, it's not direct, but Zelensky is somewhat responsible for what's going on in the world now about anti-Semitism. Oh, yeah. You can't put two and two together because you'll come up with three. So let's see who the shooter is. I'll go on a few sites here. Drudge Report. Dictator Trump, Hannity, Lear dead in L.A. Norman Lear, one of the worst scum to ever hit the planet. He hated white people. He hated America. He hated Christianity. He hated everything good about America, that piece of garbage. Sitcom genius? You talk about anti-Semitism. It was people like Norman Lear who produced it, if in my opinion. You take Norman Lear, and you throw them into the same bundle, and you understand why people hate Jews, in my opinion. Genius. Vermin is the right word. I don't see any discussion of who did it. Buried. Who was the shooter? FBI. I don't see anything on him. Looking here. Suspect dead amid reports of shooting at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. But no report of who did it. Well, it couldn't be a white man. Or it could be. I don't know. Why are they holding it back? I mean, if it was a Timothy McVeigh already, it'd be on every Oy Vey everywhere. If it was Timothy McVeigh, Oy Vey. Injuries, but no word. Injuries, guns on campus, blah, blah, blah. So there's a dummy job. I watched the news for an hour. Nobody said anything. The dumbest in all was Neil Cavuto. If you put a mortadella and put a pair of doe eyes in a mortadella on Fox News, and then just put a recording inside the mortadella, it would be smarter than Neil Cavuto. I don't understand how these people stay on the air. An hour, they talked about nothing. And they had dumb cops one after the other. Well, if there's a shooting, it would be this. But even though we don't know what it is, it's going to be that. And although it's not that, we don't know 100% sure. I want to congratulate the fire chief and the police chief and the assistant chief and the production chief and the production chief, the assistant production chief. They all congratulate each other. Do you ever see that? We count on the thumbs up and the likes. You have to hit likes and comments, apparently, and things like that to build up the audience. Subscribe. You hit the subscribe button. You know, if it really mattered to me, I'd get a professional to do this for me. Take the subscribe button, would move and jump up now and say, hit it. I've seen those. So the Israelis are apparently not listening to Blinky Blinken, who was Jewish for a week. Anthony Blinken became Jewish for a week after October 7th. Suddenly he got Holocaust relatives. Who knew? Talked about atrocities by Hamas against Jews. Now all of a sudden, Blinken's gone. Gone with the wind. All of a sudden, they're telling Israel, hands off from the Hamas murderers. But they're not listening to them in Israel. They're doing what they want to do. IDF closes in on the head of Hamas, his home in Gaza. A mass murderer. IDF bursts through Hamas forces operating in heart of Khan Yunis. IDF finds one of the largest Gaza weapon stockpiles ever in a school and hospital. That's how they do it. Right. How this is going to end, I don't know. Israeli female soldiers were shot in the crotch and vagina and breasts by your friends in the sacred religion of peace. Israeli female soldiers shot in crotch, vagina, breasts on October 7th. It was often impossible for families to be shown faces, as it seems as if mutilation of these women's faces was an objective in their murders. Don't tell that to Wolf Blitzer. Don't tell that to Wolfie and the other Yudens. Hanukkah in a time of Hamas and homegrown leftist terrorism. Who's this moron speaking? I'm looking at the news. Admiral Schmuck. Who's this Admiral Moron, double talker? He's an admiral like my dog was an admiral. Look at this one with the hand and the shaking. What a bunch of bringing in 5 million illegal aliens. Did you see the biggest scandal of all of it? You didn't see what's going on with the illegal aliens? They're putting them in VA hospitals and giving them care ahead of our veterans. Do you understand that if a foreign enemy had invaded America and taken it over, they could not have done more damage to this nation that Biden and Blinken and the others have done to this nation so far? 2 world wars, an economy out of control, crime in the streets by minorities who are not punished, anti-Semitism raging throughout the universities, and not one word from any of these people. It's a terrible time. The world is a mess. How in the world could this man still be in office? Is a product of Wolf Blitzer and the other wonderful individuals in the media. So let's talk about Hanukkah in a time of Hamas and homegrown leftist terrorism. I'm simply going to read the 2 pages from God, Faith, and Reason. Normally, this was a child's holiday. And it's cute. You know, you light the first candle from right to left and the second, third, fourth. Then I use the middle one to light it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I did it every year, even as a child. And I do it every year now. It reminds me about how quickly time passes in life. It makes you aware of the importance of every day in your life. Time doesn't stand still for any man. It's an old saying, but boy, is it true. Time does not stand still for any man. So the first night, and then, you know, when you light the first candle, it's beautiful. And then as each night you light the candle, you feel it's going to be over soon. And then, you know, soon Christmas is coming in America, a beautiful holiday. And then soon it'll be New Year's Eve. And then soon the winter's over, then the spring. And another year goes by. And if you're not aware of the passage of time, this kind of helps you become aware of the passage of time.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's Savage on demand.
Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression, elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. SAVAGE, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless 5-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
But I want to get focused again on Hanukkah in a time of Hamas and homegrown leftist terrorism. They're blood brothers, by the way. The leftists in America are Hamas in drag. Or shall I say, Hamas are our leftist actors in America in Arab costumes. So why do Jews light candles for 8 nights? It used to be a joke that Christian kids get gifts on only one day during the holidays, and Jews get gifts on 8 nights. It used to be a joke between Christians and Jews. It was very cute. See, in those days, you could joke about religions, and everyone still got along. Then a meanness came into this country, like you cannot believe. An ill wind was brought in that makes people hate every other religion. So what is Hanukkah? What's its meaning to you? Is it a kid's holiday? You light candles, get gifts, spin a dreidel. Well, the story goes that in ancient times, the Jewish temple was sacked. And when the Jews went back to the temple, they went through the rubble and looked for the holy oil that had been used to light the lamps. The oil was supposed to last only one night, but it lasted for eight. That's the myth. Now, what is the symbolism of such a story, even for those who are hopeless and have no religion whatsoever? It has tremendous symbolic power. So pay attention if you're an atheist, a Christian, a Buddhist, a Hindu, or of no religion whatsoever. It means when you think that you're empty and that all is lost, when you think you cannot go on, when you think there's no hope, somewhere within you there is a holy oil that can still be lit. It can still light the fire within you. You must learn to always look for that holy oil within yourself, that small amount that's left, even in the rubble. It's there in the rubble of your being, no matter how depressed you are, even if you're suicidal. There is some holy oil left in you somewhere in your being. No matter how destitute you are, no matter how broken you are, no matter how horrible your life appears to be, even if you don't think you can take another second of it, stop for 1 minute, take a deep breath, and think of the deep residence that put you here and put your ancestors here. You were not born unto yourself. You're the end line of millions of years of evolution. Let me remind you of that. The world didn't begin with you. Countless thousands of generations of human beings produced you. What a waste it would be for you to go away, wouldn't it? To kill yourself with drugs or alcohol or some other way. So say to yourself, wait a minute. I can't just waste this incredible inheritance, this gift of life I was given. So you start to think, okay, all those generations that preceded me, I'll dig into that rubble. I'll dig into the rubble of my being and look for that oil inside myself, the holy oil, and I'll reignite it. That's the true meaning of Hanukkah. I think it's a beautiful story. It has no religious connotation in any way, but it has a tremendous power of giving anyone who's looking to find it something within themselves to go on. It's been written by poets in many other ways. Read Rudyard Kipling and you know what I'm talking about. The man who fights for the last ounce of strength. You read If. Every fighter knows it. Every runner knows it. Everyone in the field of battle knows it. You can reach into yourself and find something more after you think you can't go on. And that is the meaning of Hanukkah. According to me, Michael Savage, Hanukkah in a time of Hamas and homegrown leftist terrorism, never give in, never quit, never cave into the fear and terror of our times. So you can get a menorah or not get a menorah. Just remember the meaning of it. Jewish temple was destroyed by the enemies, produced rubble. The Jews recaptured the temple. And then they found the holy oil in the bottom of the temple. And it's supposed to be only enough for one day, but it lasted for 8 days. That's the mythology. That's the mythological meaning of Hanukkah. I wrote that years ago, and I put it in God, Faith, and Reason. I don't have it right here in front of me. I had it there in that little book. But I've given you a new version of it today. And now we're living through a time of holy terror in this country. We have an oppressive government that is raging out of control. They have erased our borders, erased our language, and made our culture seem dirty. How could one man do such damage to a nation? How could one man damage a nation like this? How could one man called Joseph Biden do such damage to our borders, language, and culture? Borders, language, culture, restoring America after Biden. That was supposed to be the title of A Savage Republic. Interestingly enough, I found the book proposal for this book, Borders, Language, Culture, Restoring America After Biden. And I'm going to read you the actual book outline of A Savage Republic because that's what it became. I've been using the phrase borders, language, and culture since 1994 when I founded the Paul Revere Society because borders define a nation. Language defines a nation and culture defines a nation. Every Caribbean island knows this. Martinique is different than other Caribbean nations. They know their borders and their language and their culture. Everyone knows this. Tribes of New Guinea know it. Everyone knows it except the communists in the Biden administration. Call them what you want. Fabian socialists. They're outright naked communists in a small variety. Laugh if you will. It just shows your ignorance. Without these things, nations fall or are ripped apart, which is what we're living through right now under the Biden gang. They want to melt us down, to dissolve everything that is America and American and turn us into a part of the New World Order, subservient to propaganda and total control by powers we don't even know, not elected officials. The radical left running our country say that borders are arbitrary and that English is only one of the many languages in a new multicultural America, that we share no common history of values. This is all false. We have a sovereign nation. English is our national glue, and our culture is built upon the Bible, the Old and the New Testaments, and the teachings of Judaism and Christianity are the pillars of the nation, along with the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These documents and what they stand for are our common cultural heritage. The large-scale invasion by Biden through the southern border that is being unleashed upon the population of this nation is the most lawless, abusive power I've ever seen in my life. The Biden administration is not following any law. They're just flooding the border states as quickly as they can to overwhelm the system and get as many illegal aliens into this nation as fast as possible. These criminals must be stopped. And I mean the criminals in the administration, because they are violating our own immigration laws. They are overwhelming the Border Patrol. They're overwhelming the local police. And they're going to force states like Texas to take the law into their own hands, which they have the right to do. And Texas has already been saying they're going to do it because the rights of their citizens are being trampled on. But this criminal gang in the Biden administration, the Biden syndicate, is actually telling Texas to remove the water barriers that they put up to keep the flood of leeches from coming into their state. This moment in our history, folks, is the most divisive that has been and that has been planned by the radicals who are taking control of our nation. Now more than ever, our borders, language, and culture are under attack. Never before have all three of these pillars of our nation been under attack at the very same time and by our own government. This is an orchestrated invasion by the Democrat socialist left. It's happening right before our eyes. They've opened our borders and they've attacked our culture, and they're slashing away at it by telling people they're no good, they're racist, the country is bad. They're teaching this to our children, and they've indoctrinated the current generation who've gone through the socialist universities and schools. The very far left is running Joe Biden's administration. He's afraid of them, and he's dancing to their tune. And I'm talking about the squid. Some call them the squad, like Yaya Paul, who should be deported. I call them the squid because they're like a squid ink tank. They're America haters. They're Jew haters. They're Christian haters. They're white haters. They're racist communists in the squad. Racist communists. More specifically, they're not communists. They're Maoists. And in this book, A Savage Republic, I talk about Maoism and what I mean by Maoism as opposed to Marxism. To keep using the word Marxist, Marxist, Marxist is absurd. What they're practicing is Maoism, where you begin with public shaming. That's what Mao Zedong did. That's exactly what critical race theory is. It's public shaming of white people, true conservatives, and other targeted dissidents. In Mao's China, not only did they publicly shame people on a minor scale, if you're a big enough target, they would put that person in a stadium and shame them in front of a stadium full of people. And so what they're doing here in America is they're using anti-social media to shame people publicly. They don't need a stadium anymore. With anti-social media like Facebook, we have a much larger stadium called the anti-social media now to shame anyone they want, just like in Mao's China, but inside stadiums, no, inside social media. We should all be listening to the Cuban Americans or ex-Soviets who immigrated to America. They love this nation. I know Chinese who ran from Mao who tell us we're in the middle stages of the Maoist revolution under this gang called Biden. The social justice warriors and the complicit media are conducting thinly veiled attempts to change this country into a communist regime. Bernie Sanders is the godfather of this current iteration. He has done more than anyone else to damage the minds of millions of ignorant citizens. Under the guise of so-called democratic socialism, Sanders has whitewashed his naked communism. Occasional Cortex and the other members of this hateful squid are his young pioneers, or the Khmer Rouge of our time in America. This is part of the outline for A Savage Republic. I'd like to say it'd make a great stocking stuffer, but really it's not about a book anymore. It's a manifesto. It's a manifesto. Save it or lose it.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
You may have heard of the Mariel boat invasion when Fidel Castro released his worst prisoners and sent them to our shores, and this led to the cocaine wars in Miami. We learned that the same thing is now happening on our southern border because hardcore prisoners are being released from prisons in South and Central America, being sent to us. If you look at the images of these, quote, poor downtrodden immigrants, they all have clean haircuts, new shoes, new clothing, new bags, and iPhones. Where are they getting them from? Catholic charities, Lutheran family services, and all of the other corrupt front groups that aren't even religions, they're businesses. If you were conducting a Trojan horse invasion of a nation, going back to Grecian times, what better way to bring in hardcore drug runners or drug dealers or human smugglers than making them look like innocent young fathers with women and children? They're not even married. When the cartels, what the cartels are doing are putting men of military age together with women and children they don't even know and making them look like families to convince the gullible, decent liberals in America that this onslaught of illegal immigration is okay. They're plucking their heartstrings and saying, look, they're just poor families coming here for a better life, just as your ancestors did. But nothing could be further from the truth. Culture. In addition to the border crisis, we have a minority crime wave crisis sweeping across America. Although you won't hear it from the outhouse or the national TV media, you cannot open the local newspapers in major cities like New York, LA, Chicago, any day without reading reports of random shootings and attacks. The liberals don't want to hear it because they don't want to admit that their insane cries of what, sanctuary cities and defund the police and white privilege have created these dangerous and deadly conditions. Instead, those who can't afford it have fled the cities. They are the elites who spout ignorant nonsense from their ivory towers or their gated communities. We're living in a scorched earth America right now because of radical liberalism. In one short year, because of voting rigging, lockdowns, a corrupt media that helped create a false narrative about racism in this country, we've lost a great president, and it will be an uphill battle to gain control of our country ever again to get America back on track. It's shocking that this happened to our country so fast, and this book will address each and every issue separately and then show how together the destruction of our borders, language, and culture created a perfect storm to bring this nation to its knees. We need to pray and we need to act. We're already living under a New World Order socialist agenda. Our liberties have been under attack since the day we were locked down and masked up. People were so beaten up by COVID, so tired of the lockdowns, so exhausted from leading isolated lives, they don't even have time to see what's going on under their noses. We accepted the lockdowns because we were afraid for our lives in the first year. But why should we keep doing it in these years when the worst of the pandemic is over and people have immunity and the vaccine? But people have been trained through the whole COVID experience to obey what we've been told by the government. And that has become very dangerous to a free society. Now they're calling it, or we're calling it, the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Even stupid morons like Howard Stern was saying that people should be locked up who are not vaccinated. The new talking points to go with the new levels of control. They were talking about vaccine passports, booster shots. There was little talk of the natural herd immunity that we built, and those in power don't want to admit anything that weakens their control. I know people who are sick, sicker than they've ever been in their whole lives, and they were the ones the first to grasp the vaccination and as many boosters as Fauci dared foist upon the American public. They are getting conditions that you can't believe. A poison, a toxic poison, all tied into the purposeful destruction of our society, of our religion, the family unit, the sexes. This is all part of the Maoist platform. Teaching children about hate and gender fluidity. Total insanity. In this book, I talk about everything that is happening to this country and place it under the lens of borders, language, and culture. This is the Savage Book Proposal, Borders, Language, and Culture, Restoring America After Biden. This is the proposal that was sent out at the time I was doing the book. It's an outline for everything that is found in here. And look at the back cover. Your rights are under attack from the Biden criminal administration. The radical left-wing socialists are infiltrating every aspect of American life. Michael Savage covers all the dangerous hot topics currently engulfing the United States. Minority crime wave, death of free speech, destroyed borders, perverse attacks on our school children, raging foreign war, the coming coup, the soft civil war. Inside the Plot to Destroy America lays out the threats we face, prepare you for what's next, and offer solutions to save our republic. Wake up and fight back before it's too late. What is not in this book is the wave of anti-Semitism that we are now experiencing in this nation where freedom of religion once reigned. Did you ever think you would wake up and see the presidents of Harvard, of Yale, of who was the other one? The other left-wing feminist, when she was asked by a congresswoman, if Palestinians on the campus are calling for the genocide of Jews, is that a hate crime? Do you crack down on them? And could you hear the answers? It depends upon the context. That'd be like saying to the brown shirts who burn synagogues in Germany, do you consider that a hate crime and actionable? Well, it depends upon the context. Well, what do you mean by that? They just burned a synagogue to the ground. Well, did they mean to burn it to the ground? Did they intend to burn it to the ground? Or was just a hookah caught fire? That's the world you're living in. That's where you're sending your children, to those cesspools of the mind. I conclude now my small piece on Hanukkah in a time of Hamas and homegrown leftist terrorism with a prayer. And it's a prayer that goes back to the menorah. There's a center candle with which you light each candle. 5, 6, 7, 8. Let us pray that we can save America before Biden destroys everything and there is nothing left to save. With that, I wish you what? What can I wish you? I don't have a smart little answer for you. All I can say is to God, save this nation. God, save America. And let us pray for the health of Joe Biden and pray that his brain returns to the sanity it once had. In his early days, he was quite a conservative, by the way. A conservative Democrat, family oriented, spoke against illegal immigration. He was quite a guy. Let us pray that Joe Biden returns to his former self and says, what the hell did I do to this country? And he acts as quickly as possible to save the nation while it can still be saved. On that note, I wish you all a happy Hanukkah, and soon we'll have Christmas to celebrate, and I will do a Christmas show as well with God's will. With God's will and your listenership. Thank you so much for listening. We still have freedom of speech, don't we? Good night. Thanks for listening.
Savage.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.